Welcome to Victory Bible Time, sponsored by Victory Baptist Church of Codin, Alabama. Victory Bible Time appreciates your listening to the broadcast each time and pray it is a blessing to you. And stay tuned at the end of today's broadcast for the address. The speaker is Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. And now, Brother Reed.
Well, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Delighted to have you with us again today by radio, and we hope that the radio broadcast is a blessing. Let me begin our message here today by reading John chapter 5, verse 35. And I'm going to title the message here today, The Prophecies of Jesus Christ. In other words, prophecies pertaining to the Messiah. It says here in verse 39, this is the Lord Jesus, and it says, "Search the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, for they are they which testify of me." Heavenly Father, we do ask today your blessing upon the reading of Holy Scripture. And we do pray today, Lord, that thy will to be done. We pray for those that are lost, that they would see the need of salvation and come to saving faith in the Messiah, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray today that the saints would be edified in the faith. For it's in Christ Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to be looking at the prophecies of Jesus Christ that are mentioned in the Old Testament scriptures and have been fulfilled in the New Testament. But before we get into our text here, let me remind you, as I do each time, we have other resources that are available, and you can find us on the internet at biblicaltruth.info. That is biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O. You can also find us at sermonaudio.com. Now, if you go to sermonaudio.com, you would need to go to the sidebar and find the speakers and type my name in, which is Robert Reed. That would carry you to our home page. If you go to biblicaltruth.info, that is I-N-F-O, you're automatically going to our particular website. Hope that you'd take advantage of those two resources. They are literally hundreds of articles and sermons that are free of charge, and the sermons are basically, most of them, full-length sermons that have been preached in our church, and the articles are simply a sermon in print. So they're available to you free of charge. Now come back with me, please, to the book of John. If you have your Bible with you, I'd hope that you'd follow along with me. And the book of John, I'm going to be reading from verse 39 to verse 47 this time. And again, I have titled the sermon, Prophecies of Jesus Christ. The reason I've titled the sermon by this title is the fact that throughout the Old Testament scriptures, we have many prophecies pertaining to the coming Messiah that was fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, it is estimated that there are over 300 such prophecies that Christ fulfilled at his first advent. And they're recorded for us throughout the New Testament. These detailed prophecies leave no room for error in determining who the true Messiah would really be. Only the Son of God could have met the qualifications to be the Savior of the world. And that's what we want to try to bring forth today. Now notice as we come back here to verse 39 through verse 47. He said, "Search the Scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. How can you believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Now notice the next two verses of this chapter. He says, verse 46 and 47, he said, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" Now this is very important, because our text begins in verse 39, where the Lord said, "Search the Scripture." Now at this time, there were no New Testament Scripture. So he's referring to the Old Testament Scriptures from the book of Genesis through the book of Malachi. He said, "Search the Scripture." It's important that we search the Scripture, and he tells us why. He said, "For in them," that is the Scripture, "you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." In other words, the Scripture testifies of the coming Messiah. In other words, those who were living in the first century and those who were looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, they could go to the Old Testament Scriptures and find out a lot of details about the coming Messiah. They could find out about his forerunner. They could find out about the place of his birth. They could find out many facts that would help them in determining who the true Messiah would really be. And in our passage that we're looking at, the Lord Jesus, again, he said, verse 39, "Search the Scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." The Lord is saying, search the Scripture to find out who the true Messiah is and when that he would come and what that he would accomplish. Coming back to our passage here, the latter part of this chapter in the last few verses, I want you to notice that verse 46 and 47 are very important passages. He says here in verse 47, "For had you believed Moses." Now Moses gave us the first five books of the Bible. And so he said, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me." And Moses did write of the coming Messiah. As a matter of fact, Genesis 3:15 is the first prophecy of the coming of a Redeemer or a Messiah. And he said, verse 46, "For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me." And then in verse 47, "But if you believe not his writings," that is Genesis through the book of Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the first five books of the Bible. Verse 47, "But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words?" Very important passages to tell us that the coming Messiah, you can find out the details of his birth, the place of his birth. Daniel 9 would speak of the timing of his coming. And there's just many facts about the Lord Jesus Christ. What I'd like to do is just real quickly go through some of those facts. Now, I'm going to turn now to the book of Acts, and we're going to be reading in Acts chapter 10. But I just want to make reference. Again, there's over 300 passages of the Old Testament that Jesus Christ fulfilled in the New Testament. And I just want to make mention of some of those without turning to them and reading. For instance, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible speaks of the seed of the woman. That is quoted in Galatians 4 and in verse 4. We find that in Genesis 9, and that Jesus Christ would be a descendant of Shem, and that's mentioned in Luke chapter 3 and verse 36. He would also be a descendant of Abraham, Genesis 12:3, and that is given to us in Matthew 1 and verse 1. There's other places that in Genesis 17, 21 and 49, he'd be the seed of Isaac and of Jacob and of the tribe of Judah. Again, those are confirmed in the book of Luke, the book of Matthew, and also in Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 5. We also are told that he would be a descendant of Jesse, Hebrews 11 verse 1 and 2. That's confirmed in Luke chapter 23, verse 23 and 32. Now, they would also be an heir of David. That's clear in 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 and 13. And then we find this in Acts chapter 13, verse 23. God tells us that he would be born of a virgin, Isaiah 7, 14. This is confirmed in Matthew 1, 18 and verse 21. We find that in the Old Testament, in Micah 5, 1, that he would be born in Bethlehem. Again, that's confirmed to us in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. The time of his birth and the time of his ministry, his anointing, Daniel 9 and verse 25, confirmed in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. The very fact that his parents would carry him into Egypt, Hosea 11, 1, confirmed in Matthew 2, verse 14 and 15. The Bible says that he would be a prophet, Deuteronomy 18, 15. Well, that's confirmed in Acts chapter 3 and verse 20. His forerunner, John the Baptist, that we know, Malachi 3, 1, also in the book of Isaiah in chapter 40, confirmed in the New Testament in a number of places, especially in Luke chapter 1 and verse 17. The scriptures refer to him as the anointed, a servant, a light to the Gentiles. Isaiah 9:6, God with us. Matthew chapter 1, it is confirmed. The Bible speaks of his Galilean ministry in Isaiah 9. In Matthew 4, we see that confirmed. The Bible speaks of his throne in Daniel 9, verse 7. That throne is confirmed in Luke chapter 1, verse 32, 33, and the angel came and spoke to Mary, his mother. In Isaiah 61, verse 1 and 2, the Bible speaks of his preaching, what he would be preaching when he comes. Well, his first recorded sermon is in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 through 19, and we see what the Lord Jesus Christ preached. The Bible speaks of his miracles in the Old Testament in Isaiah 35. And Matthew 11, verses 4 through 6, among many other places, that is confirmed. The Bible speaks of his dominion in Psalms 8, and that's confirmed in Hebrews 2, verses 6 through 8. The Bible speaks of his sonship, him as the Son of God, his divine sonship, Psalms chapter 2 and verse 7. And that is confirmed in Acts chapter 13, verse 33. The Bible speaks of his divinity, his priesthood. The Old Testament even speaks of his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's prophesied in Zechariah 9 and in verse 9. And we see the fulfillment of that in Matthew 21 and in verse 7. The Bible even speaks of his rejection. Isaiah 53, the entire chapter, is dealing with the crucifixion of Christ. But in verse 3 of that chapter, we find him being rejected. In John chapter 1, verse 11, he came into the world, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. In Malachi 3, 1, entering into the temple. Well, we find that in Matthew 21, in verse 12. You can read about that. His betrayal was prophesied in Psalms 41, verse 9. And it is mentioned in Luke 22, verse 47 through 48. False accusers, prophesied in Psalms 35, 11. Confirmed in Matthew 26, verse 59 through 62. Again, he would come to confirm the covenant. That is the new covenant, Daniel 9, 27. Well, we see that that covenant was confirmed in many places, Matthew 26, 28, and the entire chapter of Hebrews 8 and Hebrews chapter 10. We find the Bible speaks of his silence as he was going to the cross, as a lamb going to the slaughter in Isaiah 53 and verse 7. That's quoted in Matthew 26 and verse 63. Zechariah 11, 12, he was sold for money. We find that confirmed in Matthew 27, verses 12 through 14. Now, I'm going to be reading in just a moment in the book of Acts in chapter 10, and then we're going to also turn and read in John chapter 20, but I just thought that I would just go through. We don't have the time to turn to all these passages. We do have this in article form on our website, that you could go and copy it off. But what I'm trying to show you, and just in a brief amount of time, is that they are Old Testament prophecies that are referred to in the New Testament as being fulfilled. The very fact that he was spat upon in Isaiah 50, verse 4 through 6, is confirmed in Matthew 26, verse 67 through 68. The fact that he was mocked, Psalms 22, verse 7 and 8, is confirmed in Luke 23, 11. He was smitten with a rod, prophesied in Micah 5, verse 1, confirmed in Matthew 26, verse 67. Psalm 69, 4 said he would be hated without a cause. In John 15, 24 and 25, this is confirmed. In Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 12, he would be crucified with two thieves. Well, Mark 15, verse 27 28, among other passages, clearly confirm that. And Daniel 9 and verse 26 tells us that he would be cut off. That is, he would be crucified. Well, Luke 23:33, that is confirmed, as well as many other passages. In Isaiah 53:12, he would be numbered with sinners, confirmed in Mark 15, verse 28. And again, I'm skipping over a lot of these, but there's just so many. Isaiah 53:2 talks about his poverty, which is shown to us in Luke 9, verse 58. Psalms 22:18 speaks of those who would divide his garments at the crucifixion. In John 19, verse 23 and 24, this is confirmed. In Psalms 22:1, as he died on the cross, he would be forsaken by God the Father. Well, that's given to us in Matthew 27:46. The very fact that he would cry out that he thirst in Psalm 69:21 is confirmed in John 19 and in verse 28. The Bible even said that there would be no broken bones as he died on the cross for our sins. His hands, his feet were pierced, his side was pierced, but no broken bones. Psalms 34:20. We see this to be a reality in John chapter 19 and verse 36. Isaiah 53:9, he'd be buried with the rich. We see how that worked itself out in Matthew 27, verse 57 through 61. Zechariah 13:7, he'd be deserted by his followers. Mark 14:27, we see that the reality of that. Psalms 18:22, he'd be rejected by rulers. 1 Peter 2:7 confirms that. Psalms 118, verse 22 and 23, he's referred to as the chief cornerstone. Well, all through the New Testament, we see that refers to Jesus Christ, especially in Matthew 21, verse 42. Psalms 22:16, his hands and feet pierced. Matthew 27:35 confirms that. We find in Exodus 12, we see the sacrificial lamb in the first 11 verses. John chapter 1, verse 29 through 36, Jesus Christ became that sacrificial lamb. Zechariah 12:10, I may have already made reference to this, his side pierced. John 19:34. We see the fulfillment of that. In Isaiah 8, verse 14 to 15, he is referred to as the rock of offense. Romans 9:33 confirms this truth. In Psalm 69:21, he was given vinegar and gall. Matthew 27:34 confirms that while he was up on the cross. In Psalms 109, verse 4, he prays for his enemies. Well, we see that all through the New Testament, especially in Luke 23, verse 34. Again, Psalms 22:1, we see his cry. Matthew 27:46, he cried out unto God the Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Psalm 16:10, he was to be resurrected after he died. Mark 16, verse 6 and 7, the reality of that. Psalm 68 and verse 18, his ascension back into heaven after his death, burial, and resurrection. Mark 16:19, as well as many other passages, confirm that. Psalms 110, verse 1, we see that after he died, was buried, and rose again, and ascended back to heaven, he's seated in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. That's confirmed in Mark 16:19 and many, many other places. Joel 2:28 presents his work as fulfilled in Acts 2:4. And one of the passages, Daniel 9:13 through 14, speaks of his second coming in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 11, and many other passages speak of the same thing. Now again, I went through probably 20 or 30 of Old Testament prophecies that were fulfilled in the New Testament. It is estimated there's over 300. So we read here in John 5, verse 39, the Lord Jesus said to those of his day, he said, "Search the Scripture, for in them ye think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." In other words, the Scriptures testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. Still to this day, that is true. Acts chapter 10 and verse 43, we find this, and it says in verse 43, "To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." Notice carefully in this passage that he says, "To him," reference to Christ, "to him give all the prophets witness." In other words, all of the prophets gave witness to the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, the deliverer and redeemer of mankind. All of the prophets gave witness to this. Now notice with me back in the book of John, and this time we're coming to John chapter 20, and this is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and after that he has appeared, or during the time that he appeared to his disciples. You can begin reading about that in verse 19. The latter part of this chapter is speaking of him appearing to his disciples for the first time. Notice with me, I'm coming down to verse 28. We have the story of Thomas doubting of the resurrection. He had not seen the Lord. And when Thomas did see the Lord, this was 8 days later, when Thomas did see the Lord and saw the piercing of his hands and so forth, he said in verse 22, "My Lord and my God," in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he said. And then in verse 29, "Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." Well, it's an amazing statement here. And millions have believed upon the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the centuries of church history. But I'd like to close with verse 30 and verse 31. We find here in this passage, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." Now verse 31, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name." I want to confirm to you again is that several hundred scripture in the Old Testament speaking of the coming Messiah, the coming deliverer and redeemer of humanity, these were fulfilled by Jesus Christ in the New Testament. It is estimated again over 300 passages that were fulfilled by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and there'll be many more at the second coming of Christ. So I'm going to leave with you today is that the Scriptures testify of Jesus Christ, and all the prophets give witness to him, and God has given us his word to show the fulfillment of these things through Jesus Christ, again in verse 31, "But these are written that you might..." Now notice this, God has given us his word, he's given us his truth, he's given us this testimony, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. God has given us His Word that we might know clearly that we have broken God's law, we're sinners in need of a Savior, and that God has given us His Word. These things are written down that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. Jesus Christ came to die for the sins of the world. We see this clearly all through the New Testament. He shed His blood that we might have forgiveness of sins. He died for our sins. The gospel message is that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scripture. Salvation is in Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In John 14:6, there is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved except through Jesus Christ, in Acts chapter 4. And then in 1 Timothy 2, He is the mediator between God and man. The Scripture tell us that there's no other way to be saved except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I beg of you today that if you have not been saved, that you'll trust Him. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If we'll confess Him with our mouth and believe in our heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, God has promised that He would save us. The Bible says in Acts 20, verse 21, that there should be repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. I beg of you today, if you're not a Christian, to trust Christ, believe on Him today. In other words, surrender your life to Him, trust Him with all your heart, and God has promised that He would save you. Well, our time is just about come and gone. I want to thank you for listening to the program. If you have been saved through the program, we would love to hear from you. And if you've just been blessed through the program, we'd love to hear from you as well. Trust Christ today if you're not saved. Put your faith in Him and be born again. Be saved by the grace of God. Do not forget also the resources we have available. Again, biblicaltruth.info, I-N-F-O, biblicaltruth.info, and you can also find us at sermonaudio.com. Again, we're thankful and grateful for the opportunity to be able to preach on radio, and we thank you for listening to the radio broadcast each time. Until next week, God bless you.
You have been listening to Victory Bible Time with Brother Robert Reed, pastor of Victory Baptist Church. The address, Victory Baptist Church, P.O. Box 257, Codin, Alabama, 36523. Location in Codin, Alabama, on Bellengrass Road, about 3 miles south of Bellengrass Gardens. Times of services, Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Again, thank you for listening to Victory Bible Time, Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WOSM FM 103.1. Until next time, may the Lord's blessings be upon you.